Everyone has heard the stories of Wilt Chamberlain and that he alleged in a book to have slept with more than 20,000 different women in his lifetime. Wilt made these claims 8 years before his death, meaning that the number could have grown between the publication of his book and his passing. More recently, professional wrestling legend Nature Boy Ric Flair claimed to have slept with more than 10,000 women, starting when he was in the 7th grade and continuing throughout his life as a professional wrestler. Because of these claims, these men are known for their sexual exploits in addition to their professional athletic achievements. Some hunter men become aware of these claims and wonder if such a thing is possible. Some years ago, I became aware of a couple of men who were both in committed relationships, but had heard about another man with whom they were acquainted who had been with 2 different women on the same day. This allegation led one of the men to attempt to have sex with 3 women on the same day. Once the man had achieved the feat, his friend sought to best the number by having sex with 4 different women on the same day. For some hunter men, being able to tell their friends about the many women they had slept with was the way that these men measured themselves against one another. You might have a better-looking girlfriend or a better car, but I've been with more women than you have. Aside from legacy and competition, the notion of living life to its fullest is what propels some hunter men to seek out as many women as possible. In these cases, multiple conquests are not necessarily about gaudy numbers about which to brag to their friends, nor are they about achieving a lasting legacy as a legendary swordsman. For these men, sex with multiple different women is nothing more than one of the simple pleasures of life. Here, the feeling is that if a man can have multiple cars or houses, he should be permitted to have numerous women. The men who are living life are the ones who will go to bars or nightclubs that are frequented by single women, even though the men have women at home waiting for them and willing to have sex with them. These men would rather spend time with their single friends than with their wives or other couples. Another reason men cheat that will be discussed in a later chapter will see men in singles bars and nightclubs, but for different reasons. In this instance, the men go to the bars looking for one-night stands or women willing to be one of many mistresses for the hunter man. Often, the hunter man has little to no respect for his wife or committed partner. Once the man is in a committed relationship but is still able to find other women willing to have sex with him, he will, at the first sign of trouble, make sure that his partner knows that there are plenty of other women who are willing to have sex with him. The issue does not have to be related to sex, but the smallest rift will elicit this reaction from the man. The best thing that a woman can do to avoid getting involved with a hunter man is to find out if the man is a hunter before becoming involved with one. She can find this out during the dating phase. The woman has to get to know the man before agreeing to have sex with him. If she is on a date with the man, but he persists in looking around the area at other women, and in some instances commenting on the other women that he sees while conversing with the woman with whom he is on the date, more than likely, the man is a hunter. Through a discussion of how the man became single, the woman can determine if the man will seek out the companionship of other women while in a relationship with her. If the man claims that his ex-girlfriend or ex-wife wanted to move too quickly into a committed relationship, he could be indicating that he is a hunter. He might be suggesting that he wanted to be free to play the field. Often, the man will state to his date that his previous girlfriend or ex-wife didn't understand him. He is saying to his date that his current or ex-girlfriend had not figured out how to make him happy. However, happiness for the hunter man consisted of having sex with multiple women outside of the house while having a woman willing to have sex with him at home. The first date should be where the two parties get to know each other and find out things about one another. During this date, the couple should be figuring out if they are compatible enough for a second date. During this get acquainted phase, each party should be attempting to learn if there is compatibility between them and not just physical attraction. If the woman is looking for a committed relationship, she needs to be sure that the man will commit to her. She cannot let herself become another trophy in his trophy case. The mistake that many women make is they believe that they can change the mindset of hunter men. As mentioned earlier, some women believe that if they do everything they think the man wants, sexually and otherwise, the man will not stray.